Real median household income is now at the highest level ever recorded. Since my election, U.S. stock markets have soared 70%, adding more than $12 trillion to our nation's wealth, transcending anything anyone believed was possible. This is a record. It is something that every country in the world is looking up to. They admire. Consumer confidence has just reached amazing new highs. All of those millions of people with 401ks and pensions are doing far better than they have ever done before, with increases of 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100% and even more. Jobs and investments are pouring into 9,000 previously neglected neighborhoods thanks to Opportunity Zones, a plan spearheaded by Senator Tim Scott as part of our great Republican tax cut. In other words, wealthy people and companies are pouring money into poor neighborhoods or areas that haven't seen investment in many decades, creating jobs, energy, and excitement. This is the first time that these deserving communities have seen anything like this. It's all working. Opportunity Zones are helping Americans like Army veteran Tony Rankins from Cincinnati, Ohio. After struggling with drug addiction, Tony lost his job, his house, and his family. He was homeless. But then Tony found a construction company that invests in Opportunity Zones. He is now a top tradesman, drug-free, reunited with his family, and he is here tonight. Tony, keep up the great work, Tony. Thank you, Tony. Our roaring economy has, for the first time ever, given many former prisoners the ability to get a great job and a fresh start. This second chance at life is made possible because we passed landmark criminal justice reform into law. Everybody said that criminal justice reform couldn't be done, but I got it done, and the people in this room got it done. Thanks to our bold regulatory reduction campaign, the United States has become the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world, by far. With the tremendous progress we have made over the past 3 years, America is now energy independent, and energy jobs, like so many other elements of our country, are at a record high. We are doing numbers that no one would have thought possible just 3 years ago. Likewise, we are restoring our nation's manufacturing might, even though predictions were, as you all know, that this could never, ever be done. After losing 60,000 factories under the previous two administrations, America has now gained 12,000 new factories under my administration, with thousands upon thousands of plants and factories being planned or being built. Companies are not leaving. They are coming back to the USA. The fact is that everybody wants to be where the action is, and the United States of America is indeed the place where the action is. One of the biggest promises I made to the American people was to replace the disastrous NAFTA trade deal. In fact, unfair trade is perhaps the single biggest reason that I decided to run for president. Following NAFTA's adoption, our nation lost 1 in 4 manufacturing jobs. Many politicians came and went pledging to change or replace NAFTA, only to do so, and then absolutely nothing happened. But unlike so many who came before me, I keep my promises. We did our job. Six days ago, I replaced NAFTA and signed the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement into law. The USMCA will create nearly 100,000 new high-paying American auto jobs and massively boost exports for our farmers, ranchers, and factory workers. It will also bring trade with Mexico and Canada.
Good evening, folks. You're listening to President Trump. It's the back half of his State of the Union speech from last week, and we will start the call in a few minutes. Thank you.
And I say that finally because it's been many, many years that we were treated fairly on trade. This is the first major trade deal in many years to earn the strong backing of America's labor unions. I also promised our citizens that I would impose tariffs to confront China's massive theft of America's jobs. Our strategy has worked. Days ago, we signed a groundbreaking new agreement with China that will defend our workers, protect our intellectual property, bring billions and billions of dollars into our treasury, and open vast new markets for products made and grown right here in the USA. For decades, China has taken advantage of the United States. Now we have changed that. But at the same time, we have perhaps the best relationship we've ever had with China, including with President Xi. They respect what we've done because, quite frankly, they could never really believe that they were able to get away with what they were doing year after year, decade after decade, without someone in our country stepping up and saying, "That's enough." Now we want to rebuild our country, and that's exactly what we're doing. We are rebuilding our country. As we restore American leadership throughout the world, we are once again standing up for freedom in our hemisphere. That's why my administration reversed the failing policies of the previous administration on Cuba. We are supporting the hopes of Cubans, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to restore democracy. The United States is leading a 59-nation diplomatic coalition against the socialist dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. Maduro is an illegitimate ruler, a tyrant who brutalizes his people, but Maduro's grip on tyranny...
Good evening, folks. We'll let a few more... stroll in here, and we'll start the call in just a minute. Thank you.
Brave man who carries with him the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of all Venezuelans. Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Mr. President, please take this message back to your... Thank you, Mr. President. Great honor. Thank you very much. Please take this message back that all Americans are united.
Good evening, friends and fellow prayer warriors. This is the prayersfor45.com prayer call for Sunday night, February 9th. We were listening to President Trump's great State of the Union speech. We all know how well things are going under his great leadership. And we will continue our two prayers tonight to keep our president fueled and charged, and nobody better to start us than Kimberly. How are you?
Oh, Scotty, I am so excited to be on the call tonight. How are you?
I am doing awesome. Had a great day. Watched my daughter do her cheerleading thing with her cheer team and enjoyed the afternoon. And now here we are to kick off our week with a Sunday night prayer call. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hey, everybody. It's so glad to be here. Welcome to Prayers for 45. Hey, listen, I've got a powerful word from the Lord. Exodus 19:19 says, "And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice." I would suggest tonight that God is using the voice of Trump as a trumpet over our nation. And I want to encourage you with Psalm 34, verses 1 through 22, that is about the happiness of those of us who trust the Lord. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteousness, but the Lord delivers him out of all of those. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servant, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Father, we thank you for Psalms chapter 34, verses 1 through 22. We are so excited that you are using the sound of a trumpet this week to declare your justice and your righteousness. Father, we're mindful that the battle belongs to you and the victory belongs to you. In 2 Chronicles 20:20, you say that King Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." That is such an awesome promise, Lord. We thank you for that word. And he continues, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Now, when they began to sing and praise, you guys, this is so exciting because this is how the Lord conducts his victories through our praise and our declaration of his glory. He sends the enemies to attack the enemies. And the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who had come against Judah. And they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked down at the multitude, and there were dead bodies fallen on the earth. Not one had escaped. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord was on all of the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Father, we declare upon our nation this week, with the sound of a trumpet, Lord, and the harp and all stringed instruments, and with our voices we praise and declare that the victory is yours, Lord. May our enemies be defeated. May their schemes be used upon them. May it be a moment where the gallows that they created were used to hang themselves, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Father, that your word again and again and again comes to pass, and that the victory is yours. May you receive the glory. Father, we declare your protection upon our president. We thank you, Father, that your word again and again and again says it's an urgent cry for us to walk in the fear of the Lord. And Lord, we recognize that you are a God who says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." Father, it is with fear and trembling that we come before you, knowing that it's your will that's being done here, not ours. Father, we ask that you would continue to establish your kingdom in our nation, that you would continue to bring those back to you who have wandered away. Father, I pray that you would extend mercy to those who deserve it and justice to those whose hearts have grown cold towards you. Father, I thank you that you say that the days of the wicked are numbered. Father, I thank you that the victory belongs to you, and I ask, Lord, that you would continue to protect our president, protect his family, protect the agenda that you are rolling out. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Let it be done according to your word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. And like clockwork, my cat hears your voice and comes to the phone. Even she's praying with you always.
That's awesome.
She does it almost every prayer call. She hears your voice, Kimberly, and it's a familiar voice now, and she comes and joins us in prayer. But you said something that triggered a thought. You said the Lord sends the enemy to attack the enemy, and that reminds me of the expression, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." And as we know, Trump and Putin and Xi probably don't have a lot in common as men, other than their success and power, but they have come together behind the scenes to fight a common enemy, and that would be the central banking families that have ruled the world. And we know that as we pray for the reset of the rule of law, that the three leaders of the most powerful armies in the most powerful countries are working together quietly behind the scenes. And Betty will lead us in our second prayer as we not only pray for Trump, but all those men and patriots, not that Putin and Xi are patriots, but they certainly are bound in the reset to take down the central banking families. And Betty, it's your turn, your dime and your dance floor.
Thanks. Hey, good evening, everybody. Calling from very rainy, cold, and hailstorm Burbank, California. It was kind of biblical today, so appropriate that we're on our knees praying today. Hey, I really wanted to pray returning to the rule of law includes honoring our Constitution. They've really been trying to do away with the Constitution and all the rights that we have therein. And I wanted to just pray the first few statements. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. And justice is what we seek. We want there to be justice in this land, and there can't be unless it is upheld by some form of law. Justice is always tied to law. And in this land that was created, it was never the intention of our forefathers to have God be outside of our country. They just didn't want one specific religion ruling government, but that religion and the following of God's law would influence our judicial system, but not have one religion or one tyrant predominating to protect against what has happened already in the other nations when we formed this nation. And so it was protect that, but it was never with the intention of doing away with God. God was always supposed to be there. So we're just going to bow our heads right now and pray, Lord. We, the people of the United States, Lord, who are on this call, gather together in order to bring you back to this nation, to bring the hearts of the people back to this nation, Lord. We are thankful for the freedoms that we have in this land and in this country, but those freedoms come with responsibilities. And as citizens of the United States of America, we pray for this nation. We pray that you would raise up an educated and engaged citizenry that would seek after you, Lord, and your laws as a will for this nation. And Lord, your word tells us in Psalms that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we, Lord, we pray and ask that your steadfast love would be upon this nation as we seek to do away with all of the atrocities that have been committed, with all of the injustices, Lord. It is done by your power and in your might, Lord, mindful of who it is that we serve and whose nation this is and whose hearts we belong to. Our hearts belong to you, Lord. And so allow this nation to return to you. But in order to do that, Lord, you've got to bring our hearts to repentance. We've got to be grieved over our sins. We've taken you out of schools. We no longer teach about you. They booted you out of our education system and our government. TV, music, and family, forget it, and even at the family level, Lord. And so we ask that you would restore the heart of this nation back to you, that you would create a revival and love for your law. In order for there to be justice, Lord, we have to understand what the definition of justice is. And so, Lord, you will set that out according to your word. Bring the hearts of the people back to you and back to a love of your word. That's where we learn about real truth and justice and how you define justice. And, Lord, in order to form a more perfect union, as was your original intent, we need a union of the governed by the laws of our Constitution and a respect for our president, because your word says in Romans 13:1, there is no authority except from God. All authority has been instituted by you, Lord. And so we ask that you would help our nation to realize that we have an election process every 4 years, electing a leader, and we need to submit to that leader for the 4 years. And if we are not happy with that leader, we can exercise our rights to boot them out 4 years later. But, Lord, as we have shown respect for the leaders you have elected, our nation has turned away from this leader because this leader has been a threat to all of the evil. Evil has turned its face against your law. And, Lord, we ask that you would expose that evil and expose their tricks, expose their schemes, in order to wake up this nation and our citizens to the truth of what is actually going on, that they are trying to rob them of their vote. They're trying to rob them of their rights. They're trying to rob them of their freedoms. They're trying to rob them of their peace and their prosperity, that they just want to enslave them. Lord, open up the minds of this earth and this planet that they are being enslaved by an evil force. Expose this evil force. Draw back the curtain, Lord, and let them see the evil that is behind that curtain and who's pulling the puppet strings, and that we've all become slaves. And so free us, Lord. Free us from slavery, because you did not create a people to be enslaved. You created us, Lord, to be like you and in your image, to exercise our rights to love, and you have given us freedom through your Holy Spirit in order to be able to live in a land and live on this earth in a manner that you established from the beginning, where there would be peace and love, and that it would be mercy and love according to the way that you defined it, Lord. You don't want sacrifices, but you want mercy. You want people to live in mercy and in love and in justice and in truth. And, Lord, we establish justice laid out, Lord, according to your word. You tell us that to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to you, Lord, than sacrifice. And so, Lord, we lift up your word, which says, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Be careful what you do, for there is no injustice with the Lord our God, or partiality, or taking bribes. There is no injustice with you, Lord. You want there to be equal protections for everyone, Father. And so we turn to you and ask that you would restore this nation, and that, Lord, you would let your word be true. And, Father, we know that you've asked us to appoint judges and officers all across the land, Lord, but they need to be people that are aware of the intense responsibility that they have with your law. And so, Lord, I ask specifically for all of the judges and all of the court systems that they would judge with righteousness, that it would be righteous judgments, that they would not pervert justice, that they would not show partiality to one party or another, and that they would not accept bribes. Lord, expose all the bribes, expose all the bank accounts, expose all the evil, expose all of the people funding evil, expose it all, Lord. Just draw back the curtain again. And, Lord, we ask that you would help us to live in a land where you reign as king and your law reigns supreme. And we ask these things in the powerful name of Jesus, who died for us to be able to have justice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well done, Betty. Well done. Well, you talk about exposing the schemes of the evil forces, and we have watched for 3 years now as our president has done such a great job in the background, though. They have been exposing the schemes. Drip, drip, drip. They've been dripping little by little the truth of the evil forces, and there are many, many schemes, and whether it be the Spygate FISA or the corruption in Ukraine and all the money laundering that was going on, or the pedophilia on Epstein Island, it's all being exposed. And we can imagine when Trump won, if he had any thought of arresting people right away, there would have been too much chaos. Too many people that were not aware, had not been exposed to the cabal corruption. So this is all in God's timing, isn't it?
It really Absolutely. Is. And, you know, it's funny. Kimberly had mentioned that same thing. She'd written a post to a bunch of us saying it had to, this timing had to be slow. I mean, I remember when she first started to alerting me 3 years ago, unveiling, you know, pulling back the curtain, I just had a peek and I was appalled. It literally, there's a grieving, there's an anger, there's a shock, there's a denial that happens when you start to see what's behind the curtain, and you're literally, your soul, your psyche can only take so much, and that's what's happening. There are a lot of people that would be really appalled and almost to the point of fainting, you know. There would be utter chaos in the streets. So it really did have to happen slowly like this. Kimberly had told us, if the president had come off with all of these arrests right away, there would have been mutiny, and they probably would have shot him dead right then and there in the street. So it literally had to happen this way. It was almost a look over here, like what the Democrats are doing, look over here, not over here. You know, the white hats had to say, go look over there while we quietly start to clean up. They had to clean up and get, you know, dry up all the bank accounts in order to really be able to begin to do a work, because if they dry up their resources, they can't bribe people. When they can't bribe people, then they can come after them. And so it did have to be done slowly, and kudos to the white hats for figuring that out and doing so. And it's just, it's taken a lot of patience on our part, because we want to see arrests, you know, lock her up, but that couldn't happen at the beginning, but it can now. And now that he is facing what I think is almost certain re-election, and he doesn't have to worry about re-election, he can begin then, and hopefully all of this turmoil that the Democrats have created will bring us back the House, the Republican side, if we can have both House and Senate, and he can really begin to do a big work of bringing out all those indictments and moving forward with justice. That's just me in my opinion.
Well said. I can concur. Yes, Kimberly.
I was thinking, you know, yes, with all of this enlightenment or the Great Awakening that we've all been watching, if we go back and we listen to the first speech that has been published again and again and again through all different types of media channels, the speech on YouTube that will get this president elected, that will get Trump elected, and we go back and we listen to the words of that speech, we realize that in that moment in time, that 10 minutes where he's talking in that speech, that he's literally mapping the strategy. And now, 3 years later, when we go back and we listen to it, it's like, oh my gosh, he was telling us. And now we have eyes to see. Now we have ears to hear. Now our understanding is greater, and our ability to look at the natural and understand the supernatural and the things that are happening behind the scenes is so lined up. It's awesome. It's like having a 45-degree perspective where you're able to look up and look out equally, and you can gather all of the information together instead of just being confined with blinders. It's powerful.
You know, Kimberly, sometimes you see what I'm thinking. Before you talked about that speech that has been played for the 3 years, three-plus years, that very first speech he gave, he talked about taking all the slings and arrows for us in that speech. And I had written that down, how he's taking the slings and arrows. And this whole impeachment fiasco, the fake impeachment, that's exactly what he was doing to expose the cabal. He was taking the impeachment slings and arrows so that the impeachment process could play out on television before the American people. And the old expression, never stop an enemy when he's in the middle of destroying himself, they walked right into the trap of the Biden, and Biden wasn't alone. It was the Bidens, the Obamas, the Pelosis, all of these people, and they have the bank records. They will expose them. They were giving American taxpayer dollars to countries like Ukraine. The funds would be dispersed back into accounts that would end up into the hands of powerful political people. And so that speech was the roadmap, Kimberly. I agree.
It was absolutely foreshadowing. I mean, if we go back and we look at all of the foreshadowing, it's like the Great Awakening movie. You know, we consistently are getting glimpses of foreshadowing of what's coming next because of what they're telling us now. And really, in some ways, the whole entire impeachment really set the stage for his State of the Union address. It was amazing. I mean, I look at all of that stuff from Pelosi tearing up the speech. All of it was, to me, such confirmation of where we have come in order to take us to where we're going. It's like, this is so exciting to be alive right now, because we're literally watching the Declaration of Independence roll out right in front of our eyes, the very same scenario that led up to the founding fathers signing that historic document. We're literally watching that happen right here, right now, 250 plus years later, and we are literally literally making history. And it's so exciting to be alive. It is so exciting to watch God at work here. And it's so exciting to watch a man whose name is Donald Trump, whose name means chief, right? His name means chief. Our great commander-in-chief be willing to submit himself to God's plan, because it's obvious to all of us watching that there is no human way that he could be doing such a divine operation if it weren't God's hand on him.
Amen. Amen. Well, for those who haven't seen the speech we've talked about and Kimberly so well dissected, that speech can be found on YouTube. Just search the video that will get Trump elected. The video that will get Trump elected will take you to that speech, and it is a speech for the ages, no doubt. Well, as always, we'll close with a prayer of gratitude. Kimberly and Betty, we're so grateful for the two of you. Great job tonight. And folks, come on back Thursday. Kimberly and Diane will be here to lead our prayers. Diane, how are you? I see you on the call. And let's close with our prayer of gratitude. Lord, we are grateful. Grateful for the laughter of our children. Grateful for our breath of life. Grateful for the abundance of food on our table. We're grateful for the roof over our heads, the clothes on our backs, for our health, and our wealth of blessings around us. We're grateful for this opportunity tonight to pray the words without fear, in any language, in any faith. We're grateful to do it in this great country. We're grateful to be here, this vast landscape of beautiful, beautiful inhabitants, the beautiful earth that we call the United States of America. Lord, we gathered here tonight to pray, excited and grateful that our amazing president is here to serve all of the American people through the work of the president and the great patriots surrounding him. We pray you teach us to offer you a heart of thanksgiving and praise in all of our daily experiences of life. Teach us to be joyful always, to pray continually, and to give thanks in all of our circumstances. We accept them as your will for our lives, and we long to bring gratitude each day. Lord, we're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty, for our prayer leaders that are not here tonight or not leading prayers, Diane and Pastor Joseph, Christine and Ingrid, and Daniel, how are you? We're grateful for all of our prayer leaders. Lord, we're also grateful for the many prayer warriors that join us on these calls. Lord, a special note of gratitude for our longtime prayer friends that have been with us since August of 2018. Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth. We will overflow with thankfulness. Thankfulness for our president, his agenda, and for our ultimate sovereignty that binds us in our ability to come together in prayer tonight. We will not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. When we live in the power of God, we get stronger and all of our fears disappear. Lord, we're so grateful for everything that you have given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives and for the many ways in which all of us on this call are cared for and supported. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. Amen. Well, have a great night, everybody. Thank you for being here. We'll see you again Thursday. Hang up the phone. Give somebody a big, big hug, and have a great Sunday night. Take care. God bless America.